I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Poet Lorna Goodison grew up in Jamaica's capital, Kingston, but her family came from the Jamaican countryside. In 1840, Goodison's English great-grandfather, William Harvey, established a homestead that would become the family home for generations. That settlement grew into a village called Harvey River. The Harveys were the first family of the village. Goodison's new memoir, From Harvey River, tells the story of that family. That includes her mother and her four aunts, known as the Fabulous Harvey Girls. Goodison says the Harveys of Harvey River always felt the need to be special in some way.
I think even if it's the size of a small table, you have a sense of your own importance if you live in a place which bears your name. And I think that may have given them a sense that they had to be a little more special than was usual.
So you've got this side of you that's born in Kingston, and then at the age of seven, you go to Harvey River for the first time. You said that affected your life forever. What was it about going to Harvey River? Was it the family? Was it the environment?
Well, it had its great charms being a Kingstonian, really, because we used to go to the movies and to theatre and, just you had a very exciting, busy life as a child growing up in Kingston. But then the country was the exact opposite. And going to Harvey River, it was this lovely pastoral setting with a river. I'd never seen anything quite like that. I mean, a wonderful river where you had your morning bath. And it was the slower pace, very idyllic setting, very romantic. You know, most poetry, and I'm just going to jump into it here and say that most poetry deals with opposition. There's something that goes up against something else. And I think my first visit to Harvey River provided that sort of big something going up against the urban and the rural, just sort of met in this big way. And I think I was changed forever because I thought, I saw that there was some other way to be, and I really fell in love with that way of being in the world. That sort of quieter, more loving, I guess what you would call a greener way of being, you know. Mm. And I was completely seduced by the landscape, by the flowers, by the birds, by and again by the river.
Your own history, Lorna, as an artist is pretty interesting. You came into New York to study art in the 1960s,
yes.
And you began then writing poetry, but under a pen name, and then you discovered prose. Explain how this book from Harvey River, which is a memoir, came about. I mean, I understand you had a visitation from your late mother, Doris, as you were kind of dreaming her, as Jamaicans say.
Yes, that is true. But I think maybe the first draft of this book is a poem I wrote in 1985, and it's called I'm Becoming My Mother. It's a very short poem. I can say it for you. It says, my mother raises rare blooms and waters them with tea. Her birth water sang like rivers. My mother is now me. My mother had a linen dress the color of the sky and stored lace and damask tablecloths to pull shame out of her eye. And I'm becoming my mother, who was a brown-yellow woman, her fingers smelling always of onions. And the poem is titled, I'm Becoming My Mother. And I now look back at that poem and I think, you know, that was probably the first draft of this memoir.
One thing that stands out in your book is just how present the knowledge and understanding of slavery is throughout your family, but also how interracial marriage has become a part of Jamaica's social fabric, and people know that. Now that you've lived in the U.S. for many years and spending some time continually in Jamaica as well, I'd be curious to know what differences you've noticed between the way Americans view that history and the way Jamaicans view it.
Yes. I'm going to quote Derek Walcott here, you know, the great Caribbean poet.
The Nobel Prize
laureate. Nobel Prize laureate. There's a wonderful long poem he has called The Schooner Flight. And the main character in that poem is called Shabin, who is a sailor. It says something like, I'm just a big red, and he uses the N-word, who loves the sea. I have a sound colonial education. I have English, French, Dutch, and Negro in me. And either I'm nobody or I'm a nation. I think that is more our way of viewing it, that you can view yourself as being divided and scattered, or you can say all of these influences came together in me and I'm a nation, you know. And I, that is how I certainly see my own upbringing. I was quite amazed to hear my mother and my aunts tell me about growing up in the small little place in Jamaica with an English grandfather, with an Irish grandfather, with two very African women, and they all lived there somehow. Maybe I'm being simplistic here because, of course, Jamaica has problems with people, you know, racial identity. People think about people who are fairer skinned as being more privileged and people who are darker skinned and all of that. But there are many Jamaicans who come from this sort of mixed background. And I think after a time, it just is your life. A friend of mine once said that she can go for weeks and weeks on end in Jamaica without thinking about race. But when you live in the US, it's sort of always in the front of your mind. And I think that may be true.
And is that because of the sense of national identity in Jamaica?
Or? That you're more Jamaican than anything else, than white
is
or black
it?
Or anything. I suspect so. That may be one of the things, yes.
Lorna, you encounter many Americans, even some of your own students at the University of Michigan, who have views of Jamaica as this country with lots of sun, beaches, palm trees, rum, and ganja. Yeah. I mean, this book is one way to set the record straight. But in casual conversation, how do you start by informing people about your country?
I have a poem which is called Making Life, and it's in my last collection. But it attempts to speak to just that. It's about my response to a student who's been to Negril and had this most amazing spring break, and he's all chilled out. And he's saying, how can you possibly leave that? As if everybody in Jamaica lived like that, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know, your attempt as a writer, I think, to say to people, you know, we're a lot more than beaches. We're a country. And this book is part of my attempt to do that.
That book is called From Harvey River, A Memoir of My Mother and Her Island. The author, Lorna Goodison, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.